K82, JWC is on frequency. Okay, good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be held on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net by 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net by yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from any EchoLink stations wishing to check in. I will pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
Looking into the EchoLink system from Oneonta, and I believe there are two other stations besides yourself and me, Matt.
KD2JWC, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB, Bill in Warrenville, Western Pennsylvania, over.
Okay, got two check-ins. The other one, other two that were in there dropped out, must be. KD2FBM, Kevin in Oneonta, and KA3TFB, Bill in Warrenville, Pennsylvania. All right, let's stop at the top, start at the top of the list, a little tongue-tied there, I guess. How was your day, Kevin? KD2FBM.
All right, yeah, KD2FBM here after the repeater ID itself. I want to say hello to everyone up north. Looks like we're about -5, -6 here. I can't quite see it right. It's getting colder out there again. Yeah, -24 here this morning in Oneonta was not anything I was pleased to see on the thermometer. That was just gruelingly awful. And poor Bill, I feel bad. He didn't hear us when we picked up the net up there in the North Country, a little further up in Lowellville earlier. So forgive us, Bill. Well, we were kind of trying to get things going here. I had my hands going on the stove at the time, and I just finished cooking up some sausage, peppers, and onions, oh my, and dog's sitting here staring at me, so this is kind of an interesting deal, and just trying to stay warm. So I know after our multiple calls yesterday at the fire department, warm time is a good thing right now, so I'll hang tight here. With that, I won't tie the repeater down. 73 KD2FPM, back to net control.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, Kevin, for your check-in, and yeah, Bill, we missed you on the Lowellville repeater. I ended up picking it up, and of course, towards the end, I ended up having issues. nobody could hear me, except for the other gentleman that was on EchoLink. So I'm not sure if I was having issues on this end or if it was on the EchoLink end up there for the repeater. So, KA3, TFB, Bill, how are you doing this evening? Hopefully you're staying warm like we're trying to.
Roger, Roger, KD2JWC, Mr. Matt, KA3TFB. Fine business here. Hey, we're on a real heat wave. I mean, it's 18 degrees. From what it was, you know, the car thermometer was saying was 3 below. But when I went out to get the newspaper, tell you what, that really pinches your nose shut, that cold, bitter air. But we're on the thaw, slowly. Listen, the other day on the 8 o'clock myth, the return flags to me on the EchoLink were choppy. And previously, there was an issue where each EchoLink could hear each other and talk to each other, but the other party on the other side that wasn't going through the EchoLink couldn't hear you. So this is a microcode type of ordeal. It may involve the booting of the equipment again, so it takes a fresh load of code from some source where it might correct itself. Other than that, you know, it's the second day in a row that that's happened. But we can get around that if the other party doesn't hear. Someone who knows what's going on can, you know, relay. Okay, based on that, I was looking to see if I could purchase a circular polarized flashlight, but right now that doesn't exist yet. So with that, we're doing fine. We're warm here. We were told yesterday to stay indoors by the news media, and that's exactly what we did. Back to net control. Thanks for being there and taking that up, Mr. Matt, from KA3TFB. Back over to you.
Okay, well, thank you, Bill, for your check-in, and, yeah, we pretty much did that yesterday, stayed inside. Today, we stayed inside. Oh, wait, we tried to stay in yesterday. We actually got swapped with five calls yesterday, plus a structure fire, so that was quite exciting, trying to stay warm and keep everything from freezing up, which I wasn't too successful. I actually ended up freezing up the engine that I had. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC. Net control for the Black River Valley service map. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening, all.
Okay, N2PFM, George. How are you this evening? You have the floor.
Well, you might not be too happy I got the floor. We got a temperature here of 10 below zero. If the temperature range today of 25 below zero, up to zero, I should make some electricity today, of course, with the nice sunshine and all. I think we're going to have about 4 to 6 or 7 inches of snow Monday, tomorrow night into Tuesday morning from the look of the general snow, not lake effect, with the southeast wind. So, I guess we're in for some more snow there again. With that, nothing too much else going on. Stayed in all day, didn't go to church, just did a morning prayer service with the proper biblical readings of the day and all, and that was about it. Pretty soon I'm going to do evening prayer comp line and get to bed, because I am kind of tired, and I couldn't keep it much above about 66 to 67 in that weather, and glad that it's up to glad it's up to about 68 to 69 now. With that, we'll say God bless, because I did use a nice heavy comforter tonight too, with the wood fire going and everything, wood fire and the gas heater going. With that, we'll say God bless. 73 is then 2 PSM clear.
Alrighty, well, thank you, George. I'm glad you got to make some power today with the sunshine. It actually was kind of nice. It actually helped melt some of the snow off and on the parking lots and stuff. I didn't have a very successful morning this morning going out to do my job. My salter was froze solid. The salt wouldn't even come out, and I had to put it back in the shop and try to get it to thaw out so I could actually do something with it. And that took pretty much most of the day. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other regular members or guests that would like to check in? Come now, please. Alrighty, N5AOW, Bob, are there any other check-ins? Okay, hearing none. Bob, how are you this evening? Hopefully you're staying warm like we're trying to.
N5AOW. Absolutely, Matt. This morning it was 28 degrees, and it got to the point where, let's see, it warmed up to about 12 to 13. That was negative, you know, minus 12. Started to drop again. So right now it's about 11, bouncing between 11 and 12 below. So I guess that probably is going down maybe another 6, 7 degrees this evening. So other than that, I tried to get a generator going, the one I have for backup. We lost the power last night somewhere around 1 o'clock or 1:15, and we didn't get that back until about, I think it was about 6:30 this morning. So the house was a little bit cool, but not bad considering how cold out it was. It just was a cool day, very chilly, and of course the sun was out, so that helped. At least it helped the morale a little bit. And I was in and out for a few trips here and there down in the garage and just working on a couple of things and came back up and said that's enough. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Matt. You have a fine evening and doing a great job with the net. N5AOW, back to net control.
Alrighty, well thank you, Bob. Sorry you lost your power there. That's not a fun thing. Hopefully nothing froze up on you. I had those fun experiences on trying to thaw pipes out and everything. Of course, doing plumbing work. That's the exciting part about it. Alrighty. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Any further check-ins? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
KD2FPM with a quick comment.
Okay, KD2FPM, Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, KD2FPM here. I just want to remind everyone up north, in case you're interested, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. down here in Oneonta, the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club will be hosting their monthly meeting, like I say, 7 o'clock at the alumni building up on the State University campus. If you're interested in coming, we will be monitoring our repeater, 146.850 with a negative offset. PL is 167.9. And we can help talk you in to the location. Tomorrow night after our business meeting is over, we're going to have a special presentation from Brian Webster, Club President, and 2KGC, and it'll be on receiving free satellite or terrestrial TV. He's got a really neat presentation that he is going to put on for us on that. So keep that in mind in case you're interested. And like I say, hopefully we'll be able to chat with you guys on your way in on the 146.850. Until then, 73KD2FBM, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Kevin, for the comments and information there. All right, are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, this is KD2JWC. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:23 local time and return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had four check-ins, KD2FBM Kevin, KA3TFB Bill, N2PFM George, and N5AOW Bob. Thank you everyone for checking in and all those listening, 73, and this is KD2JWC and I will be clear.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully we'll catch you guys. May not be tomorrow night because, like I say, we've got our ham club meeting, but hopefully Tuesday night. And I'm going to be heading to the 146.850 while waiting for Octem as they come down and visit our repeater. Until then, 73KD2FBM is clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the Echo Link system. Excuse me. And Mr. Matt, you've done one yeoman's job there on the Echo Link tonight. Thanks for being there. Good night to all.
This is KD2JWC. I will be clearing this frequency through Echo Link. Thank you, everyone, for let me try and help out with the nets here, being a net controller. And I will say 7-3 to everyone, and hopefully I'll be able to catch you tomorrow night. By plan, I should be able to be here tomorrow night, possibly. We do have our meeting tomorrow, so we'll see what happens there, and hopefully I can get done in time. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.